The economy figures to play a big role in this speech, doesn't it?
Yeah, and as far as specifics go in the speech, that's the one part that we actually know he's going to introduce some specific items. He wants to talk about tax breaks to encourage startup companies for angel investors. He wants to talk about tax breaks that allow the reinvestment of capital gains in Wisconsin businesses, and he wants to talk about some manufacturing tax breaks. These are all areas that he's kind of been revealing in the weeks prior to the speech, but it seems like the closer we get to this speech, the bigger the issue, the bigger an issue the economy becomes. So it'll certainly be interesting to hear what he has to say about the state's economy as a whole.
This sounds like a package that Republicans can get behind, at least on the surface. Is he going to have more trouble getting his Democrats in line?
Yeah, it's been interesting to hear the response to these proposals from legislative leaders. On the one hand, Assembly Republican Speaker Mike Hipsch, the legislature's top Republican, basically said that the governor's agenda here is our agenda, that this is what we want to move this spring, and we agree with the governor on these areas. The Senate's response has been more lukewarm. Every time you ask Majority Leader Russ Decker there, the legislature's top Democrat, what he thinks about this, he says, well, we'll have to give it a look. We haven't seen the details. Just want to see if the state can afford it right now.
What may be some surprises that we may hear tonight?
You never know. In it, going into the speech like this, there's usually something that sort of raises your eyebrows as you read it in the last minute. I imagine some of the stuff that he talks about will sort of be a retread of what he talked about in last year's speech that hasn't happened. He called for a statewide smoking ban in restaurants and bars. That hasn't happened. He called for comprehensive campaign finance reform. That's another thing that's been stalled. So I think you'll probably see issues like that brought up again. As far as surprises, we probably won't know until we're surprised.
Sean Johnson, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Terry.